Montreal's new noise bylaws could already be getting a revision. Last Friday was the deadline for Montrealers to give their feedback on two proposed bylaws, one in the Ville-Marie borough and another in the Plateau-Montréal. And Montreal delivered, with 13,800 responses, according to a Facebook post by Marie Plourd, a city councillor in the Plateau with the governing Projet Montréal. By contrast, the city's recent consultation on homelessness and cohabitation saw less than 3,000 people share their opinions, both in person and online. The difference? In the final week for feedback on the pair of noise bylaws, a handful of DJs and venue owners with big online followings urged their followers to act. In particular, they raised the alarm over an increase in fines, with venues' minimum penalty for a first noise offense jumping from $1,500 to $10,000. Plourd responded to the community's concerns earlier this week, writing that, quote, "The new fines specific to performance venues could only be issued as a last resort and only by our noise inspectors if venues don't engage in a collaborative process to move toward their new, more permissive thresholds." She also adds, however, "Even if we think we won't have to issue these fines because we sense the industry's willingness to collaborate, I admit that I, too, find the proposed fine quite steep. There are clearly still improvements to be made." Plourd also promises that the borough will take into account citizens' responses, all nearly 14,000 of them, before putting any new rules on the books. Those rules are expected this fall. It's a win for the nightlife sector, at least for now. CKUT will follow this story as it develops. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.